on solid ground.
KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and that was Terry Roach with Fish Out of Water off an album that came out last year called Inner Adult. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. I'm still here. I have a friend who refers to this part of the week as we're at the foot of another week.
Perfect. Gotta start somewhere. Well, Terry, it's a pleasure to have you on the phone. It's been years since you and your sisters started the amazing singing force known as the Roaches. Your music has been super influential. You've inspired so many artists to harmonize, write melodies, and enjoy the value of performing. So thank you for everything you've done, Terry.
Well, thank you for that wonderful description of what we did. It's I hear from people all the time, you know. It's almost like the people are listening to the music that we made more now than they did then.
See, well, that's word of mouth and that's longevity. So when something is created that's indelible, you want to share it. You want to say, hey, this is what I listened to back then. Check it out now. And people discovering the Roaches in a different way and how amazing the music you made is and was.
Well, I think one of the qualities about what we did was that it was not really of a time, you know, it was more of being a human being, you know, and so that is kind of relevant now as much as it was back then.
Yeah, I truly enjoy hearing you and the sisters sing about the human condition. And it's pretty amazing how the words came out and how you figured the stuff out. And some of it, of course, is very whimsical. Some of it was truly deep. And, well, you had a good time doing it, which was very evident.
Yeah, I think we always enjoyed working in that space between, like, sad and funny. And serious and not serious. You know, there's like the songs would tap into things that were very real, I think.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that creates a humorous thing. And especially we used to rehearse every day from 1 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
And that's our rehearsals were really where the songs got written.
Yeah.
You know, somebody'd bring in an idea, and then we would really work on it, you know, and just try out every possible harmony, and then we'd work the guitar parts in, and yeah, we were very serious about it. And it almost reminds me more of classical music than folk music.
I would say, I mean, the way that you divided the harmony parts and the way that each one incorporated made the sum of the whole, where it was very interesting to hear the way you separated your voices and the way that you added different musical instruments and influences into your sound. It's totally amazing.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think we all felt music the same way. You know what I mean? Like we'd get in the room and you just knew when it was right, you know?
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of disagreement about things, but we would try all the possible harmony ideas and then settle on something.
Well, that's cool. To explore the different avenues that you can go and say, oh, we tried it and it works better this way. That's professionality right there. And now, you practicing for 4 hours a day, every day during the week, was that like solid singing and playing, or did you like lunch and snack and half of the rehearsals were, you know, chatting about life?
Well, I'll tell you something. That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it, because no, we did not just, you know, keep the nose to the grindstone. We were laughing half the time. I mean, we got the biggest kick out of ourselves.
Sure.
You know? And sometimes you'd go the whole rehearsal would be sitting around talking and stuff. And that is where the songs came out of. And that's why I think they were basically about being human, you know, rather than political or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, the human condition. It's something we all share a part in. And, well, it's something that we should celebrate more often.
Yeah, and it comes out of discussions about things. Like one time I rolled into the rehearsal with a terrible hangover. And so we wrote the song Face Down at Folk City. And that was kind of where I got my hangover from, was being in Folk City the night before.
Well, it was literal, and, you know, a great song came out of it. So you can't go wrong with that. And now your latest work, Terry, has been pretty cool. In 2022, you released Can You See That Sun, which is an audio album of live recordings that you did with your sister Maggie, and doing arrangements of songs you did when you were teenagers traveling around the country to play on the college coffee house circuit. So how was that whole experience?
Oh, that was, you know, that was the beginning of a long journey of getting through life through music, you know. Those recordings were sent to me by several different people who sent them, you know, who had recordings of us doing those songs.
Wow.
And a lot of those songs wound up on our 1975 album, Seductive Reasoning. So the interesting thing to me in listening to the live performances is how much of Seductive Reasoning was us. The whole thing was already in place with just the two of us. And so this, the Can You See That Sun, which, as you know, is a book with the lyrics, and drawings in the book, but also quotes from various people that worked with us back then or saw us performing, you know, when we were traveling around the country. We went around this whole country as teenagers, unchaperoned. You know, we were hired by an agency that sent people to college campuses. And, you know, there was no internet. So you'd be in Idaho, and a person there had never met someone from New Jersey.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, so that experience was quite something. I don't really know anyone else. I got to leave high school to do that. You know, I spent my senior year, you know, driving across Nebraska with Maggie.
Wow.
You know, like going all over the country. And we didn't really, had never traveled anywhere before that. So we didn't really know about the states, the different places. We experienced them
firsthand.
You know, like, it's like all of a sudden you'd have a different breakfast if you were down in Louisiana than you would have up in Michigan, you know? And at one point, I was able to draw the entire map of the United States with all the states from memory. I can't do it anymore. I should work on that again.
Well, no pressure.
Yeah, so, people are very impressed, though, when you can do that.
That is kind of cool. You have a show coming up, Terry, and we're excited. You're going to be at the Muse in Rosendale, and this is happening on Friday starting at 6:30. Also on the bill is Lisa and Lori bringing Tino, and this is going to be a great show. Tell the folks what you're going to do at the event.
Okay. Well, Lisa and Lori are going to start the show with their set of their songs. And they have, of course, that beautiful sisters blend that, you know, that you can't imitate.
Yeah, it's quite a connection and quite a bond and quite a delivery. It's there's a telepathic connection that I've noticed with the Roaches throughout the years. But when siblings in general get together and play, there's something like a third member of a duo that takes over, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So they're going to start the show, and then I'm going to do a set after their set.
Mm.
And then I think there's going to be a slight intermission, and then we're all three of us going to sing for the third half. So it's really in three parts.
That sounds awesome. So you get an all-play at the end. Are you going to do each other's songs, or are these going to be their traditional or cover songs that you all love?
No, we're going to do each other's songs.
Cool.
And, you know, I'll sing on some of their songs, and they'll sing on some of my songs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it was, we did this 2 weeks ago in Hoboken, and it was really fun. It was really fun. Everybody had a great time. I think
that's awesome. And you enjoyed singing harmonies with them as well?
Yes, they're very easy to sing with for me, because they both have really good ears. They can you know, find their way around harmonies. And when I first met them, they had already learned some Roaches harmonies.
Oh wow. No kidding.
So Yeah. And the way we know each other is from the Sunset Singing Circle, which is a sing-along that I lead down in Battery Park City.
Oh, wow.
And about 10 years ago, Lisa showed up with her banjo. And then she brought Lori with her accordion.
Wow.
And then Lisa's husband, Tom, came with his guitar. And all of a sudden, we had like this sort of band of people, you know, that were really, really good musicians.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome. I love working with them.
That sounds so cool. Well, Terry, I know that you're going to probably treat people to music from Can You See That Sun, Inner Adult, and some past albums. Do you mix it up with Roaches songs?
There's a couple of Roaches songs in the set.
Just, you know, telling the people what's going on.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. You know, since I've been, my later songs are kind of lesser known. Mm-hmm. So I like it, but they're also more what I feel like singing now.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to want to do songs that have like the real complex arrangements that we used to do, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
But there's a couple of ones that I still can relate to.
Cool. Well, we wish you nothing but great health, great love, great luck. And Knock 'Em Dead at the Muse this Friday night. And it's going to be a great show. It starts at 6:30. And folks can, well, get tickets and be at a really cool event. Terry, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us this morning. We appreciate what you've done and what you keep doing.
Well, thank you, Rick, for appreciating it and for having me on your show.
It's always a pleasure. And look forward to the next time. And then until then, take really good care, and we'll look forward to it.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Terry Roach, our guest, will be right back after these important messages with some new music.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeff.
And Dr. Maureen Villelmo.
Today we want to talk to you about biological dentistry, the safest, healthiest way to create...